done in our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Gussie. Let us all just lift our voices and give that shout of hallelujah. Let's begin.
Hallelujah.
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 You're alone in your place where you are right now, but just for chat, so go ahead and mute your phone. Everybody, be in obedience right now. Thank you so much. God bless you as I hand over to Pastor Obi.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Stephen. God bless you. Father, we are so excited about this year and what you are doing. Thank you that you are raising us up not to walk by sight, but by faith, so that we can truly walk, see things the way you see it, and through obedience, we'll be able to harvest everything you have for us in this year to bring glory to you. Thank you so much for your children on this line. Thank you for your faithfulness and for bringing all of us together again in this year. We commit this time to you. Open our eyes, open our ears, grant us understanding, and receive all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I thank God for you all, and last week we actually entered the year together by entering the gates and the plans of God for us this year through a time of surrender in a place of worship, place of thanksgiving, and just to appreciate God, you know, and just to surrender to Him. And that was exciting. So, beginning from today, I believe most of you, everybody always try to consecrate themselves at the beginning of the year, one way or the other, through fasting, to prayer, to waiting on the Lord, so that you enter this year in a sober way, making sure that you align yourself to in a place of covenant to whatever God has. So I know everybody's been doing that, and we've been doing that, and through the course of the process, the Lord has been giving us some understanding and helping us to know how to really yield more to Him so that we can see more fruit in our lives and breakthroughs this year. Also, I want to thank you all. You can see the mercy of God that revealed to us and quickened in our hearts last year to consecrate a 3 days fast for the nation, and you can see right at the end of the fast and prayer, you can see up till now the nation is partially shut down in most of the government operation, some of the government, and you can see the confusion still going on if we have not prayed, and up till now many are still praying, and the SLSPM intercessors were still carrying the burden of prayer for the state of the nation as watchmen individually and corporately. We are in a very special moment, and what you see in the natural has is an evidence of where the nation is spiritually. So we as watchmen, we don't need to take lightly what you see on ground. The only solution to any nation is the intervention of God, and intercessors are the one that carry that responsibility through prayer. So please continue to pray for the nation. Don't take sides with any man, take sides with God. That is the place of intercession, praying the word of God over the nation. So we see where this is going. It's going to be an unusual year for the nation because of the way it's already started. So we need to just position ourselves in God's presence and see how God wants to bless us in the midst of chaos. Amen. So based on this, there's a few things the Lord has been confirming to us, and based on that, the Lord is giving us strategic wisdom on how to things we are to apply to help us flow with the Lord this year. So one of the first things that I want to begin with by the Spirit of the Lord is to establish some basic team words, some basic words. And based on these words, we are going to, as the Lord leads through these few Wednesdays, we are going to be looking prophetically on how to manifest in our lives. So the first one is, we are in a new season. 2019 is the launching and the beginning of a new season. When we talk about new season, we're not talking about something that it just, we talked about the cycle of 7 being a completion and 8 is a new beginning. But this is also in alignment with Isaiah 43:18, where it says, I will do a new thing. You know, that will make you forget the old and it will spring forth. So we're going to be looking at what this new season really means. We talked a little bit about it, but we don't just disconnect because we're in a new year. But this is now where we need to really enter deeply in understanding what this new season is like. So it's a new season, and God is going to be doing some new things. The nation is already entering in a new way into a season. So we're going to be looking at this new season, what that looks like. Then also, this year is going to be a year of the revelation or the manifestation or the encounters or experience where we're going to be seeing the impact of the manifestation of the fullness of the Spirit. The fullness of the Spirit. So the best way to put it is like Isaiah 61 said, or Isaiah 60, is we are going to be tapping gradually into what I call the year of the Holy Spirit, the year of the manifestation of the fullness of the Spirit, the year of the Holy Ghost. He is in charge this year, and as many of us that yield to Him will enjoy that privilege. So it's going to be the year of the revelation of the Holy Ghost. People will become more aware of the help, the need, the workings of the Holy Spirit. People will yield more to the Holy Spirit. People will surrender more to the Holy Spirit. And we're going to enjoy the breakthrough that comes with that. Amen. So it's a new year, new season. It's going to be the year of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to look more into some of those things. Amen. Now, there's somebody. Okay. Now, I want to begin some of the things that will help us position ourselves to really receive from the Holy Spirit this year as we go on into this new season. The Lord was also showing me that There's a principle I must begin to take more intentionally. And the principle is the law. It's a physical law, but it originated from the spirit. It's a spiritual law, but it's also a physical law. We understand this law more in the physical realm, but God is making it more real to me, the spiritual realm. And it's called the law of sowing and reaping. As God made a covenant with Noah, as far as the earth remains, there will be a time to sow and a time to reap, time of sowing and harvest. And then you can see in the book of Psalms 126, David talks about these kinds of sowing. He says, he that goes weeping, carrying precious seeds, will also return with his basket of harvest. So it's the law of sowing and reaping. Amen. And then if you go to Galatians, that's where Paul was talking more about the spiritual principle of the law of sowing and reaping. Galatians 6 verse 8 says, verse 7 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap also. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap eternal life. Let not be weary in well doing, for in due season we will reap or we harvest if we faint not. So it's not talking about talking about spiritual principles here. So we're not going deep into that now, but the reference I'm making from that today is that the Lord was showing me that the seasons of our lives are governed by that law. And so, for example, there's somebody that is not muted and there's a little bit of noise coming from the background. Thank you for muting. Thank you. Paul, based on this principle, the Lord was showing me that this law governs the seasons of our life. So using, for example, in 2017, the Lord will say, okay, in 2017, the things we sowed, for example, in 2017, in 2018, we are either doing two things. We are either reaping the harvest of what we sowed in 2017, or we are planting the things we are going to be sowing, the things we are going to be reaping the next year. So either we are preparing to sow and we are sowing, or we are preparing to harvest or we are harvesting. And in between that is where our life, our whole cycle of life is governed. It determines our life. So that's why I say whatever we sow, that's what we reap in due season. So the Lord started showing me that sometimes we receive promises from the Lord or we are praying for certain things. But in a particular year, maybe we prayed for some things in 2017. We did not see it manifest. Some of those things were manifested in 2018. But there are some things we prayed in 2017 we did not see in 2018. So you'll be saying, God, but why didn't this happen? God will say, the due season has not come because I'm preparing you to have the capacity to handle the breakthrough when it comes. You know, so many times, just like Abraham, God gave him a promise, but Abraham was sowing and reaping a lot of great things, a lot of wealth, a lot of greatness, all kinds of things. But there was a particular promise that God had to give him a capacity to receive at a particular time, and that was the birth of Isaac. So there are so many things we sometimes get frustrated about. The prayers have been answered, but God is also answering things that we God knows we can receive the breakthrough for until the season for the others come. So in a year we are either sowing or we are reaping. And that really opened my eyes to be more diligent in some things, assignment that God gives. So this year, to be able to harvest, the things that you have been sowing through the years in 2019, and to be also positioned to sow things that you harvest in the previous year, I want to share the scripture. In Isaiah chapter 64, now this is pertaining to this year, Isaiah 64 verse 4 says, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither had the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what he had prepared for him that waited for him." So here, in different translations, explains it. First Corinthians, Paul also explained that scripture. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered the heart of men the things God prepared for those who love him. So basically, this is a spiritual promise that as God's children, God has prepared something for you to harvest every year. But the harvest is connected to what you sow. What you sow, and sometimes you have it what other people sow. But God is saying here, every year I have something prepared for you as God's children. It's something you will receive from heaven every year that has been prepared for your capacity for that year. So how do we receive those things for 2019, and how do we harvest those things so that we are encouraged to keep sowing? So now that God has told us he has something prepared, so the Lord started showing me, you know, that it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit. Another thing that the Lord wants to for us to establish, and once you establish it, it helps a lot to give us the motivation to yield to it. God made it clear from that scripture that we can really do nothing on our own. It's very obvious. Because anything we do that is of the flesh only produces things of the flesh. But the things we sow by the Spirit are the things that manifest spiritual breakthroughs, harvest in our life. So how can you manifest things of the Spirit? How can you establish things by the Spirit without being led by the Spirit or without the power of the Holy Spirit? So that's why it says it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit. So, if the Holy Ghost has been sent to help us, to guide us, to lead us, he is the only one that knows the beginning of a year to the end of a year and knows everything that God has planned, knows all the details, he knows all the loopholes. The Holy Spirit knows what the enemy plans way ahead of time. And he knows how to destroy, defeat it, because he says, "I will go before you." The Spirit, once you are led by the Spirit, always know that he's ahead of you. So, if the Spirit of the Lord is God, and he knows all things, has all power, and is the one that's been sent, that lives in us, is in our midst, and is the one to help us achieve the purposes of God, to harvest breakthroughs, and to sow things by the Spirit, then it's very important to know who the Holy Spirit is. And it's very important in knowing who he is to yield to him. So the level to which we yield to the Spirit of God is the level to which the Spirit of God leads us into our harvest, into our breakthrough, into the things that God has promised. For example, God promised the children of Israel to possess the promised land. But some spies were sent. They saw with that, 10 of them saw with the eyes of the natural the promise God gave to them. But 2 saw it with the eyes of the Spirit. The 10 that saw with the eyes of the flesh never possessed it. But the ones that saw with the eyes of the Spirit, they possessed it because God guided them to possess it. They entered into it. So the same way, the promises of 2019 are already known by God based on the scripture. And those promises are for us. So by yielding to the Holy Spirit, by walking with the Holy Spirit, well, then the Holy Spirit will become the very person that will guide and lead us to where those breakthroughs are. and help us to harvest it. Because most times, our breakthroughs are hidden from us because of the enemy sitting on it. Sometimes our breakthroughs are giants sitting on it. So when we look with the eyes of the natural, we will not believe that that's where our promise is. That's where our victory is. But when you look at it with the eyes of the Spirit, you know that those Syrian army, they are surrounding your harvest. You know that the promised land, no matter the giants there, God says they belong to you. Because it's only by the Spirit you will inherit, possess the things that are meant for God's children, not by the flesh. So knowing that, it's hard to understand how it works. So God always helps us with natural things, especially for me. So I want to use a natural principle to give us an example on how to really have a good experience with the Holy Spirit in 2019, and also to really have a testimony at the end of 2019 to say, I really got a breakthrough. I really harvested something. I really have something to show that God answered my prayers this year. So let's use a natural principle. If, for example, in today's world, you have not been to a particular state, you've never been there before, but you are expected to go there to pick up somebody, or to collect something, or to receive something, or to whatever it is you're traveling, whether it's a vacation or whatever, you've never been to that state before, and you have a car to go there. In today's world, you don't think twice. How am I going to get there? What do I do? I don't know the place. All you just need is a GPS. You program exactly where you're going, the address. You put the address on your GPS, and you don't worry anymore. You just start from your driveway, and the GPS will guide you every step of the way to your destination. And whenever there's a mistake or a detour, the GPS will bring you back, put you back on the right track, and take you right there. The GPS is already programmed and has and when you're going by the GPS shows you the place ahead of time. Every place you're going, it will tell you, you know, the route to take, the direction to take. So this thing by satellite, the GPS is way ahead of you. And as you drive, you're looking ahead and you're following the GPS, and without question. That's God's natural way of training us and preparing us in every generation to have something to relate to in response to spiritual things. So if a GPS can successfully take us into an unknown place and navigate us to exactly where our destination is, how much more the God that created the universe, the God that has our destiny, the God that planned our destiny, the God that is already finished everything for 2019 and just waiting for us to fulfill things. The God that knows everything about the enemy, knows what the enemy will plan, knows the culture, knows every obstacle that exists. The God, not only knowing these things, have the power and the ability to get you there and to defeat every enemy. Will you not be sensible to do what it takes to allow this person to lead us there? You know, so I found out sometimes too that when we don't use the GPS, we're trying to find things on our own. It takes us a longer time, it's more frustrating, we miss our way many times. But the GPS is faster and takes us quickly, and it's just very, you don't bother about it. So now that we have something to give us a little bit of an idea, what Jesus is saying, he says, when I leave, I will send a helper. When this helper comes, he will teach you, he will instruct you, he will guide you, he will bring things to your remembrance, he will show you things ahead of time, he will help you, he will empower you, he will manifest fruit, he will show you about me, he will show you about the kingdom, he will show you who you are, he will show you everything, and he will help you. He has the power to help you fulfill everything. Will it not be wise to know who this person is? Or do we just keep living our Christian life and just thinking, he knows me, let me just go? He says, two people can only work together if they agree. So it's good to know this person. So now there's another example. How do we allow the Holy Spirit to take us into our harvest in 2019, since now we understand the GPS can do things? So if we are entering a year that has never existed before now, we don't know what is planned for 2019, except of course apart from our jobs and the things that we do, that we plan our human calendar, the things eyes can see, ears can hear, all these things that we can do all that naturally. But the spiritual things ordain for us, predestined for us to experience and to manifest. Those things can only be revealed by the Spirit, Paul says, because they are known by the Spirit. So those are the things that, how do we enter into those things in 2019 so that we can effectively harvest our breakthrough? Here is another example I want to use in the physical. And then after this example, you'll be able to get a little bit of a picture of the workings of the Holy Spirit when we yield to Him. Another example I want to use is found in the book of Isaiah chapter 40. And it's a very familiar scripture that we all read, we all know. And in Isaiah 40, it says, Isaiah 40, familiar scripture, says, those that wait upon the Lord, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So what is he saying here? He's comparing being led by the Spirit to God. But then, because God doesn't get weary. But in that comparison, he used a natural principle by this king of the birds, the eagle. He says, those who wait on the Lord, those who wait upon the Lord, this is what it looks like. Then he gave an example how to wait on the Lord, how to let God lead the way. He says they wait. So here is what an eagle does. We won't go into the details of it. But the eagle is trained to fly in the air like every other bird. Every other bird that flies in the air. The eagle flies. They have wings and everything. But there's something that is designed in the eagle as a king of the birds that gives the eagle a capacity to do what no other birds can do. The eyesight is created differently. The wings are designed differently. Everything about it is designed to soar high, higher than any bird in the air. So, and then one other thing God has put in the eagle is to be sensitive to the direction of the wind. Most birds will spend most of their time flapping their wings because they are created to fly that way. But the eagle is created with a sensitivity to understand the wind and the direction it's going. So the eagle, because it's designed that way, so the eagle can flap up to the mountain or go find a place to position itself. That's all the effort he does. He labors to that place. But then when the eagle is on the top of the rock, on a very high tree or wherever it is, the eagle will wait. And then the eagle will now, because of that sensitivity, discern the direction of the wind and just rest on it. And the wind will just carry the ego, carry everywhere, just carry the ego and go that far. So when an ego lives like that, he's not flying in his strength. He's not flying, so he doesn't get where he doesn't get. But then later, after the ego has lived like that for quite some time, then the beaks of the ego starts getting weary, getting old. The eyes, they started losing strength. The feathers, they start deteriorating. Then the ego goes into a different timing of waiting. The ego now goes, instead of the time it just waits, listens to the wind and flows when it's strong. Now the ego is getting weak inside. Then the ego takes another season of waiting. And this time he waits for a longer time. You can study. But this time, what happens to the ego now is it goes through a renewing, a complete transformation process. What does he do? The ego waits until everything about the old sight is removed. The beaks are changed. Everything is changed. The feathers all go away. He waits, new feathers come. The eyesight is renewed. Everything is like the eagle comes out brand new. The senses are stronger. Everything is now, the sight, the eagle now is so renewed. And then the eagle now starts the same pattern again. He rests on the wind. The wind carries, and then the eagle gets to where it's going, and then only flaps the wings when it's necessary. But the other time, he soars on the direction of the winds. So use that example. So God is saying, like the eagle, there are times we need as humans to flap our wings. Where we need to walk, we need to do something, we need to study the Bible, we need to pray, we need to do some things. But all this is to help us get to the place where God creates in us, a spirit man, through the time of waiting, a sensitivity to knowing the Holy Spirit. And to understand, based on the word, the study, those are the labors we have to do to build the spirit man and to grow in the spirit man to begin to understand the ways of the Holy Spirit. So now, that as we grow in our spirit man, then we also grow and begin to study the ways of the spirit. Begin to study the spirit is like a wind, it's like a river, in the Bible describes like a fire, it's all this stuff. We begin to study how the Holy Spirit moves, what pleases him, what displeases him, and then study how to obey him, how to hear his voice, and we learn all these things. And then, as we yield to whatever the Spirit is telling us to do, by the word of the Lord, by dreams, by visions, by through prayer, through tongues, through interpretation, whatever way that God is leading us and instructing us, we're learning to flow. There will be little mistakes here like GPS, but God will bring you back. But you keep learning until you grow to the point where you now learn how to flow with the Spirit of God. So that's the training. But this year, God is now calling us because the Holy Spirit is going to invade our lives. So God is calling us to a year where we must learn to yield to the Spirit. So let's say that's all we've been doing. We've been trying to do that. So why am I bringing it up? Because you've heard this before. I'm bringing it up because there was a time, like I said, the ego waited long enough to renew so many things, and then the ego regains his complete strength. It's totally a new season for the ego. And then the ego begins to soar and fly deeper with the wind. That's what God has been doing in all our lives, through waiting, through seeking, through all this time. But this year, God is now going to require us, because of the way the Spirit of the Lord is going to be manifesting, He's going to require us, He's going to desire it of us, to be intentionally wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And wait on the Holy Spirit. And we're going to be discussing more how we do that in prayer, how we do that in worship, I will do that through fasting. This year is not the year where everything that comes into your mind, you just run and do it. This year is not the year. You have to hear from the Lord. Then you have to pray. Make sure, once you get a clear confirmation, then you obey. You step out, you obey. In worship, in fasting, we wait on the Lord. Everything you hear from the Lord, put it in prayer. You wait on the Lord. And always ask the Lord question, when shall I do this? If you don't hear, wait on the Lord. He will order your step. But intentionally this year, make a covenant with the Holy Spirit. Says, teach me to not only know you, but to be led by you in a new dimension than I've ever been led by you, to yield to you. Because of the nature of what this year will look like, it's important for a divine GPS to guide our destiny, to guide our step. Like, for example, for me, there are things that are tracks that I run every year. You know, things that I have to, things that are already set in place that I normally do every year. This time, God says, just put everything on hold. Because things might, you will not just run the track the way you're running. I'm going to do things differently this time. So, if I just say, let me just run into 2018 the way I've done things, I didn't really wait. So now, for me to really study the Holy Spirit and to obey and really see God lead, I have to sacrifice what I have done before and how I do it, and wait, and then watch and see what God wants to say and how He wants to direct. That's how you enter into a new dimension of the leading of the Spirit. Now, the other part I want to share, and we're going to talk more about the Holy Spirit in the way of spiritual warfare. Remember, we said it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit. Everything is by the Spirit. There is nothing we can do. Everything that you see we do come out of you is because of the Holy Spirit. We are just vessels. Amen? So now, for us to be effective in the area of spiritual warfare this year, we also have to be led by the Spirit. We have to learn to yield more to the Spirit, because it's the Spirit that raises up a standard against every forces of darkness. Our said the weapons of our warfare, they are carnal, but they are mighty by the Spirit. So, weapons of our warfare, spiritual warfare. So the Lord started showing me, says, you know, this thing about the ego that waits. Why did the ego lose all those things and start afresh? Because they have been blunted. The feathers are weary. A lot of things are getting old. So the ego has to wait, and there's a renewal, and the ego goes into a fresh new season. So the same thing with spiritual warfare. The Lord was showing me, says, a lot of people are fighting battles now. They are not as effective as they were before. But they didn't realize it, because it's becoming a cycle of things they have to do. But he's saying 2019, for us to be effective in spiritual warfare, he gave me an illustration. He always used natural things, and I get it spiritually. Here's a natural example. As we enter 2019, for us to be effective in our prayers, to be led by the Spirit, here's the example again. In Jeremiah 51:20, God spoke to Jeremiah. He says, 51:20 says, "Thou art my battle axe and weapon of war." He was talking to, this was when Babylon was to be cut down. And God was saying to the Medes and the Persians, God was revealing to Jeremiah, he says, "I'm going to use the Medes and the Persians, and they are going to be my battle axe. I will use them to cut down Babylon." And he went and described, "I use them to tear down, to cut in pieces, to do this, to do that, to break." But he used the word, what he will use them to do spiritually, to dethrone the forces of Babylon. He described them, he says, "I will use you as a battle axe." And then, because natural things make sense to me, God used that a lot. He says, the axe, A-X-E. In the natural, you use an axe. These are metallic instruments used to cut down trees. It can be a very oak, big oak tree. It doesn't matter how big it is. If you take a very sharp axe and you start cutting that thing, after a while you cut down that tree. You cut down anything. So trees represent kingdoms and stuff. So he says, you are my battle axe. I'll use you to cut down, to cut down, to bring Babylon down. This, you know, we're talking about natural to spiritual now. So the Lord started saying to me, he says, battle axe for war, the weapons of war. So he says, in the natural, there are some people that after a while, their axe gets blunted because they've been using it so long and the axe gets blunted. So if they continue to use a blunted axe, they hardly cut down even the smallest tree. And even while they are still cutting, a blunt axe will take you forever and you're still cutting. So they get weary, they get tired, and they never finish the job. So what do people that have axe in those days do? Because that was the equipment then. You know, that was the biggest equipment then. Until now, we have the chainsaw and stuff. What do? They take that axe and they go sharpen it. They go refresh the sharp edge of it. They sharpen it and the axe, they come back. That axe is sharp again and they cut down those trees really swift. And the Lord says the same thing with spiritual warfare. Since the Holy Spirit is the one who fights, the one who leads, the one who directs, he says many times, just like the ego, many people have become battle weary, the beaks of the eagle is getting old, everything. So the eagle go wait, and then he lets the old go, and new things come, and the eagle goes back, and the eagle soars again. He says the same thing is with spiritual things in the area of battle axe. The times we wait on the Lord, the times we wait on the Lord, there's a refreshing that comes from the presence of the Lord. And this refreshing takes us, opens our spiritual eyes. We are fed spiritual revelations. We through fasting, we die and break some old things. A lot of things, a new transformation. God takes us to a new level. We become more sensitive at this level to a new dimension with the Holy Spirit. And in the Spirit, God now leads us to do more effective, victorious war. We are more effective as we hear Him and obey. Everything comes. Every time we hear God and obey, God does the work. So, but when we get weary, we get tired, we've been beaten, we've been praying and just praying, after a while it becomes a ritual, but we're not really effective in the Spirit because we are still using our strength to pray, but we're not really hearing from God how to pray and what to pray and when certain things to do. So we're just following the way we prayed last year and the way we prayed, and after a while it becomes a tradition. And then after a while we get tired and we don't really harvest breakthroughs. We don't really harvest the things God has prepared for us this year because our axe has become blunted. And now we are laboring too much for something that will take a shorter time and it will go swiftly. So the Lord says, the key to this is learning to enter into your rest. The time you enter into rest is those seasons of waiting on the Lord to receive a refreshing from the presence of the Lord. That word refreshing means you revive like an eagle. You are totally rich. Your inside, everything about you is being transformed, and God takes you to a renewed level. When you come out, your words are different. When you come out, the way you sense, when you come out, you dive to levels of the flesh. The fruit of the Spirit is taking a new dimension. You become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. So these are some of the things we're going to be learning in 2019 so that we can effectively flow with the Holy Spirit. And as long as you're led by the Spirit, you will see it in the subsequent teachings. There's no way you will not be experiencing breakthroughs and harvest. And you have multiple testimonies. So that's how God is showing me. I want you to experience more of me this year. because this is the year of the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for preparing our hearts and helping us as we enter this year, that those things we've been sowing in tears, those labels in 2018, those things we cried out for, Father, may we this year see fruit. May we begin to know that it's only by your Spirit. And may we begin to learn to wait on you and reduce this unnecessary human ourselves getting into this. Father, help us to sharpen our spiritual axe. Help us to sharpen our spiritual, to just let you take us into a new level of obedience and relationship with your Spirit. Thank you for teaching us by your Spirit, and you continue to lead us so that this year we will truly enjoy breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Amen.